Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Louis de Montfort, most well known for writing True Devotion to Mary. I don't know if you know this, Teresa, but I actually did my first dissertation on St. Louis de Montfort.
Wow.
He is a very close friend of mine. Now, at the age of 19, Montfort went to Paris to study theology. He said goodbye to his family and friends at the bridge on the outskirts of Rennes. Is that how you say that French word?
Let me look at it.
I can't pronounce French.
Just drop a few consonants and you're fine. You can probably call it René or something.
Anyway, the event takes on deep symbolism. Having left all, he crossed the bridge to a new life relying on God alone. So convinced that God was his loving Father, he gave his money and luggage to the first beggars he met and even exchanged clothes with one of them. Then, turning, he walked joyfully to Paris, more than 200 miles, begging for food and shelter along the way. And he lived the rest of his life in just this way, for God alone. And that became the motto of his life. What I love about Montfort is that he really knew God was his Father, and that God would provide his daily bread. Yes, we need to be responsible and do our part, but too often this slips into an anxious self-reliance. We forget that God is our Father, and we live like orphans, as if everything depends on us alone. And it's then that we become overwhelmed and anxious, because we rely on ourselves and we forget about God. Montfort did his part, but he depended on divine providence. He lived for God alone and relied on God alone. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It really is the saints who teach us how to interpret Scripture properly and how to live the virtues. Two events from the life of St. Louis de Montfort show us what turn the other cheek means and the true meaning of courage. When we're faced with some evil, we have two good options. They are actually the two parts of courage: attack and endure. The first thing we must do when we face evil is attack it, pounce on it, bar its entrance, take initiative, and change it if you can. But never remain passive in the face of evil. Now, make no mistake here, I did not say attack people. Well, Montfort interprets that his own way. I said attack evil, because evil has no rights. Now, Montfort was no pushover. He was actually quite a big guy, very strong, a good wrestler. He fought for what was right, and one time, literally, in May of 1714, he arrived at Roussay to preach a parish mission. He mounted the pulpit in the parish church and, after a brief prayer, began to speak. Now, this was a tiny town in the west of France in which the two most prominent buildings were the church and the bar next door, full of a drunken, rowdy crowd. As Montfort raised his voice, the drunkards could hear the sermon and the parishioners could hear the raucous noise coming from the bar. Knowing this, those in the bar tried to disturb his sermon by screaming insults at the congregation and mocking them for their faith. Montfort calmly paused the sermon, gave the people his blessing, exited the church, and as he left, though empty-handed and alone, he walked directly into the bar. An eyewitness describes what happened next. Father said nothing except with his fists. For the first time since he came to this tiny town, men had a chance to see how big and to feel how hard those fists were. He struck them down, and he let them lie. He overturned tables and chairs. He smashed glasses. He walked over the bodies of the stunned and sobered hoodlums, went slowly back into the church, and finished his sermon. Evil has no rights and is irrational. Therefore, there are instances in which we must use force necessary to eradicate that evil. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second part of courage is to endure what we cannot change. So once you've done all you can to change evil and can do no more, then you must endure evil with patience. That means without giving up, without giving in, without becoming evil yourself, but it especially means to do so cheerfully. Now, Montfort had the custom of building a life-sized scene of Calvary on the highest point overlooking a town where he was giving a parish mission. Once, when he announced his determination of building a monumental Calvary on a neighboring hill, the idea was enthusiastically received by all the local men. And for 15 months, 500 peasants worked daily without pay. The finished cross was over 50 feet tall. And on the day of dedication, the order came from the king that the whole scene had to be demolished and the land restored to its former condition. See, political adversaries had convinced the king that the Calvary they built was really meant to be a base for a British invasion. So the king ordered the peasants, watched by a company of soldiers, to destroy what they and Father Montfort had built. But our saint was not disturbed on receiving this humiliating news. Rather, he exclaimed, "We had hoped to build a Calvary here. Let us build it in our hearts. Blessed be God." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 1706, Montfort set out for Rome, walking more than 700 miles one way, to ask the Pope what he should do. He met with Clement XI, pouring out his heart to the Pope. He wanted to go to Canada, or even Japan, as a missionary. Instead, however, the Pope commissioned Montfort to return home and renew the church there. And he spent the rest of his life conducting more than 200 missions and retreats in northwestern France, in village squares, churches, military barracks, poorhouses, even houses of prostitution. And today, more than 300 years later, many of the towns still hold his visit as the turning point of the faith in their life. The mission of St. Louis de Montfort was to lead all people to Jesus through Mary. He said, "It was through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus Christ came into the world, and it is through her that he must reign in the world. And if we do not risk anything for God, we will never do anything great for him." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Louis de Montfort was the apostle of the reign of Mary. He wrote True Devotion to Mary, probably in 1714, shortly before his death in 1716. He prophesied this little work would be attacked by the devil and buried because it proposed the key to the reign of Jesus in the world. True Devotion was literally buried in a chest in a field during the French Revolution, and not found until 1842 and not translated into English until 1862. So why did God allow this incredible work to be hidden for so long? Because in his providence, God meant it for our time. St. Louis de Montfort foresaw a time in the future when Mary would become the queen of all hearts, and in that way she would establish Jesus as the king of all hearts. Mary began appearing in the world as never before in 1830, and her appearances and messages have become more frequent and more urgent in recent times. In 1917, she promised the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. And I believe we live in this time predicted by Montfort. He wrote, Mary's power over the evil spirits will especially shine forth in the latter times, when Satan will lie in wait for her heel, that is, for her humble servants and her poor children, whom she will rouse to fight against him. In union with Mary, they will crush the head of Satan with their heel, that is, their humility, and bring victory to Jesus Christ. To bring about the reign of Mary, and hence the reign of Jesus, Montfort insisted on three practices: that we would consecrate ourselves entirely to Mary, second, that we would live in union with Mary from moment to moment in imitation of Jesus, as he did when he was a little child, depending entirely on her. And third, that we would sit at the school of Mary each day in the rosary. This is what we aim to live, and this is the way we lead people to Jesus through Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what surprised you about this meditation?
The French pronunciations.
Ah.
I'm kidding. I couldn't have done them either. They're too elusive. No, I was thinking more on... It's such a complicated topic to think about. I don't know how to say it. The almost the violence of it. That that's not innately evil. There is going too far, and there's doing the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. But Catholics aren't supposed to be cowards.
And we're not pacifists.
You're not pacifists.
That we have the right to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Even when necessary by the use of force,
mm-hmm.
we have a duty to defend the innocent.
Yeah.
Even if it requires the use of force.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with, we have the duty to defend our country. And this is the just war theory. It springs out of legitimate self-defense. We have the right to defend ourselves. And when Jesus said, turn the other cheek, he didn't mean be a doormat. In fact, when the guard of the high priest struck Jesus at his trial, he turned to him and confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Paul did the same.
Yeah.
So we are to confront evil.
Mm-hmm.
And
ask Joan of Arc if she was a pacifist.
I love Joan of Arc. Another great French saint.
They've got some pretty crazy, crazy saints.
We need to do a meditation on Joan of Arc.
Yeah, we do. Because that's one, what I love about Joan of Arc is that so many people that aren't religious adore her. She is such a good representation of the faith to the point where she's just a world-renowned name. She's just a powerful woman. And I think that's something people underestimate about the Catholic faith, that of all religions, I feel like women are very, very empowered in the faith.
Well, we have a misunderstanding of power.
Yeah.
The most powerful human ever is Mary,
mm-hmm.
the Mother of God.
Yeah, and the Muslims know that.
And you want to talk about power... Mother Teresa had power.
Uh-huh.
Mother Teresa could walk into and see any head of any country or company in the world whenever she wanted.
Yeah.
Because she had moral authority. Same goes for Catherine of Siena, Teresa of Avila, it goes on and on. Power, true power, is spiritual and moral authority. Mm-hmm. It's not positions.
Yeah. You can lose a position, but their power is something that cannot be taken away from them.
It goes well beyond positions.
Yeah.
Were you not struck a little bit, like myself, by this providential action that God hid the work true devotion until...
Oh, I was so struck by that. I can't even comprehend it. And I need to read it myself because we've talked about it a lot. And I've...
What? You've never read True Devotion?
I've received it by osmosis from you. But proximity is not enough. And I'd love to read it because that is powerful. That is for our time. And I'd like to know why.
Yeah, it transformed the life of John Paul II. Everyone should read True Devotion to Mary. And I think the work that's even more important, his little work, The Secret of Mary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful hardback volume of St. Louis de Montfort's collected works called God Alone that has all of his little books plus all of his letters, and he wrote a number of hymns and poems.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I love poetry.
So that you'll have to read. So Teresa,
you'll have to get it for me. You give me the book and I'll read it.
I'll let you.
Those are my terms.
I'll maybe let you borrow my collected works volume.
I want my own.
You'll love the cover. So Teresa and I have cut a deal.
That
I will read Les Mis, mm-hmm. the unabridged version.
Is there an abridged version? Is that possible?
Which I have started and I love it.
Yeah.
And you have to read True Devotion.
Oh, that'll be easy. Les Mis is the 24th longest book ever written. I think I won this one. I can read that book probably 50 times over before you even near the finish of Les Mis.
But you must meditate upon it and begin to live it.
Good. I will.
Wherever you are out there in the world praying with us, come with me to the Holy Land and let's share friendship and good conversation and the rosary together in the Holy Land. For more info, see our website, schooloffaith.com, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.